Welcome back. Well, a new rule from the Biden administration mandates all businesses with more than 100 workers are vaccinated by January 4th. Those that aren't must mask up by December 5th and undergo regular testing. Here to discuss the implications is Dr. Nadaf Badul, Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Thank you so much for being with us today. Do you think this was the right move, in your opinion? Because how viable is it really, and who enforces it all?
Yes, thank you for having me. I think it was necessary because at this point we have lost 746,000 Americans due to this virus, and we have vaccines that are safe and effective. The vaccines have been shown to reduce the risk of having COVID-19 by 6 times, reduce the risk of dying by 11 times, and reduce the risk of hospitalization by 15 to 18 times depending on the age group. So once we know that the vaccines are very safe and effective, there is really no reason to put people at risk of occupational exposure to this deadly virus. When we can prevent that death, we can prevent the days lost of work, we can prevent the long-term complications that can happen from this virus. So I think this was the right decision. I think it was a necessary decision in order for us to go forward and get out of this pandemic.
And doctor, we know that children age 5 to 11 started to get their first dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine this week after the CDC green-lighted it. A lot of parents are looking forward to getting their children vaccinated, but there are also a lot of parents who are still very wary of getting their children these shots. What would you tell them, those concerned parents, about the long-term effects this vaccine might have on their children, especially since their children are still growing and all of the hormonal changes that come with that? What would you say to them? And also, I'm wondering, if we get enough kids vaccinated, do you believe this country can finally hit herd immunity?
So that's a very good question. I think we have to remember that when you look at vaccination in general, the majority of vaccination is delivered to children as early as few days old. So having vaccination for children is not a new phenomena. It's not any different from what we have been doing before. The only difference right now is that by vaccinating children, we might reach that herd immunity threshold and we might prevent further transmissions, because we know schools and other places, daycares, are a major factory for, you know, creating new transmissions of this virus. So this will definitely leapfrog our efforts in getting ahead of this virus. And in terms of safety and effectiveness, there have been billions of people who have got vaccinated around the world by now, and we know the vaccine is extremely safe and effective. There is not really any data to suggest that there might be concerns about changes in hormonal development or any other types of development in children. And as I said, we have been vaccinating children for decades, and we haven't really seen anything that's called long-term complications from any of these vaccines. All of the data that has been presented before has been debunked, that vaccines are safe and effective and they prevent children from dying, because kids do unfortunately die from this virus and they develop a lot of complications as well.
Doctor, I hear you, and I'm going to push back a little bit. Yes, we've been vaccinating our kids since they're just days old. I think the concern on the part of a lot of parents is, at least it feels like this has been rushed, like this vaccine hasn't gone through enough testing or stringent testing to be truly deemed safe.
Well, so that's a valid concern. So in terms of rushing, we have to remember that the reason we have these vaccines available this soon is not really because vaccines need to take that long to be tested. You know, in this situation of this pandemic, there were two things that changed the way we produce vaccines, which are money and political power. And those were things that were missing when we were trying to create vaccines or medications for other conditions. So this is something that people need to keep in mind, that that's really what accelerated the fight against this pandemic and our ability to get these vaccines out that soon. In the past, it took 10 years, 15 years for us to get a vaccine or a new drug out in the market. But a lot of that delay is not because of the science itself. The science can be accelerated very rapidly because you need to enroll enough patients in a study to find if this drug is effective or if this vaccine is effective. And with this pandemic, we've been able to do that. We've been able to move from studies in the lab on mouse to studies in human, phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. So there were not any skipped steps in that process. and having that money and political power accelerated quite a bit. The second point I would like to make is that these vaccines, you know, came out in the market and they've been emergency use authorized, but that doesn't mean the studies are going to stop. There is a lot of pharmacovigilance going on, monitoring the side effects of these vaccines. The CDC has a very well thought database for people to go ahead and report if they're having any side effects from vaccination. And that's available for parents, available for everyone to go and report any side effect that you might think is related to the vaccination. So we're still monitoring this, even though it's been out in the market for a while.
Doctor, I want to switch gears really quickly and ask you about this conditional authorization that's been given to Merck's antiviral drug in the UK. It is the first pill shown to be effective in treating COVID. How does it work?
Yeah, so this is a very exciting news. This is a drug that actually has been studied before for influenza and for encephalitis. It does change the way the virus replicates by inserting changes within the RNA of the virus. So it is definitely exciting. It has been shown to cut down death and hospitalizations by half. But again, I wanted to remind people that we have drugs for influenza. We have drugs for a lot of other conditions. But that doesn't mean we stop getting vaccinated, because vaccination is by far the most effective in preventing death and hospitalization. You don't really need to get there to that point where we're looking for decrease by half if you get vaccinated. That will prevent you from getting the infection and from dying and from getting hospitalized. But it's an added tool. It's an added tool to our toolbox. And it's definitely very exciting because people can get it as an outpatient. They don't need to go to the clinic to get a shot. They don't need to be hospitalized in order for them to get other antiviral drugs.